Soundstripe.
What's up, you guys? I am so stinking excited to be doing another episode right now. And if I'm being honest, like, I have such a sense of urgency because I genuinely feel like the Holy Spirit is speaking to me right now in ways that I need to just deliver a specific message. And so I don't know who needs to hear this. If anybody does, I have to believe that someone out there does. So I'm going to do something I never in a million years thought I'd ever do, which is open in prayer really quickly and just kind of dive into what's being laid onto my heart right now. So Holy Spirit, I just thank you for this time, Lord, that you are using me as some sort of a vessel. I don't understand how, I don't understand why, I don't get the whole big picture, but Lord, you do. And I just pray that your Holy Spirit would speak to whoever's listening to this, God, that you would just cut into their flesh, Lord, and crucify the parts of us that are preventing us to come to know you more, Lord. I thank you for this time. I thank you for whatever you're about to do right now. I thank you that the Holy Spirit is speaking to me, God. And I just, again, I just pray that you would please put this on the hearts of whoever is listening as well and give them encouragement as they go through this episode. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so like I said, never thought I'd do that. I can't even catch my breath, but I am just so stuck on this topic of like knowing Jesus and knowing who he is. His characteristics, how he moves, how he acts, what he does. It's such a like foundational thing in the Christian religion. I don't even like to talk about it. Like it's such a specific, like fancy terminology. I don't know. It's such an important part of our belief system is Jesus. Obviously, hello, he's God. And yet so many times we bypass the importance of knowing him. And I don't mean just knowing what he did and knowing how he died on the cross and how he gave his sins, or his sins. Holy cow, Brooke, stop talking so fast. How he died for our sins and gave his life for us, right? We know that, but I have such a just like ping on my heart. I don't even know what that means. I just have such a like a pain point right now of like, he wants you to know him, his mannerisms, the way he moves, the way he talks to others, his characteristics, how he would act in public, how he would talk in groups. Was he personable? Yes, he was, by the way. We're going to talk about that. Was he super shy and like all these things that it doesn't even make sense to say right now. Like, I need to take a breath. You guys. Welcome to this wild show of I don't even know what kind of chaos. Literally, my motto is show up, open your mouth, and hope God speaks, because I have nothing prepared in front of me, which I'm already getting sidetracked. In comparison to my first episodes, I used to write like everything down. Not anymore. I'm here and I'm speaking and I'm winging it. But again, I feel him speaking to me. So what I want to focus on is just probably one characteristic at a time. We're going to keep this short and sweet and to the point so you guys can digest this just little bits at a time. One thing that Jesus needs you to know about him is how personable he is. Sometimes I think we become intimidated by the fact that he is God. And so going to him in times of need or struggles or repentance or anything that we are shameful about seems very off-putting, right? We know the scriptures. We've heard people say, yeah, he knows your hearts. He knows your thoughts. He knows all the things about you. And still we have an issue going to him and putting it before him with our own words. And I think sometimes it's because we lean into the fact that he is God, which is obvious, like, hello, duh. But like, don't lose the fact of him being so wildly personable as who he is. It's just who he is. He's personable, and the fact that he is understanding and compassionate and loving, and he feels for you. And I don't know scripture well. I will put that out there right now. But there are just a few things that are coming to my mind. And so the one thing is when Lazarus died. So if you guys know the story about Lazarus, he died, and then Jesus came and he brought him back to life and he rose him from the dead. And in the middle of that story, it talks about how Jesus weeps. He sees his sisters, Lazarus' sisters mourning him and grieving, and he sees family and friends there, and they're mourning the loss of a loved one. And Jesus cries with them. He feels that emotion so deeply. He cries with them, even though he knows, hey, guys, well, watch this. You ain't never seen this before. Watch what's about to happen. And he goes and he obviously raises him from the dead. But my point is, even in that little demonstration of him sitting there and crying, like, he feels for us, guys. He shares our emotions. He knows when we are going through things that are painful and that are hard to talk about. And he wants nothing more than you bringing that to him and just trusting him with the things that concern you so deeply. Another thing that he does, he heals the man with leprosy. So this guy who is, he's got leprosy, everybody thinks he's gross, they're steering clear, want nothing to do with him. Guess what? He feels for this guy. He understands that, oh my gosh, this is horrible. This person is living like this. And of course he uses it as a way to do a miracle, but also he's compassionate towards this man, right? Another one, Jesus forgives and heals a paralyzed man. I'm just looking, I opened to Luke 5 right now is where I'm at. I'm just reading these headers because it's just like screaming at me right now. Look at the things that he's doing right now that just shows how personable he really is. So he forgives and he heals a paralyzed man. You gotta think that's someone who's gotta be pretty stinking compassionate. It's not like he's acting out of his own selfish reasons. Hey guys, look at all these cool miracles I can do. Haha, this is gonna be cool. No, he's feeding life back into people. Yes, he's doing these miracles. He's showing what he can do, but he's also bringing people back to, like, he's giving them their lives back, metaphorically and literally, right? We see that with Lazarus, but we also see it in the way that he heals this man with leprosy. He forgives and heals the paralyzed man who now has full ability to move. He eats with the sinners. He's not one who's just pointing his finger at people and saying, how dare you? You're filthy. You're horrible. You're a bad person. He's not like that. And I think we've gotten so far from knowing who he is and his characteristics and mannerisms. Like, that's the bread and butter, you guys. We've got it backwards. We're tackling it from a totally wrong angle. I'm telling you, this is just something that has eaten away at me. So many people are put off by the idea of coming to know Jesus, or they just, truth be told, they just don't really care. Like, they either don't have that desire to, they don't think it's that big of a deal, they are just completely misinformed on him, they don't know how to approach it, they have church hurt, whatever it is, they're resentful of some people who claim to be Christians and are doing a horrible job at representing who Christians actually are. But what I'm telling you is, if you are to, or you have that desire to lean into Christianity and to know Christ, you have to start at who he is as a person. If you jump into this whole thing looking at rules and saying, oh, well, they told me, so-and-so told me I can't do X, Y, and Z because that means I'm going to hell, so I better not do it. I really don't want to go to hell. That doesn't sound fun. Oh, I guess I got to go worship this God so I can be not in hell. Like, that's the approach so many people take. And I'm telling you, it ain't it. It ain't it. Because again, I think I've said it in a previous episode and I'll say it again. If someone else of a different religion, I don't know, maybe you're a Buddhist, I don't know, a Muslim, whatever. You come to me and you start telling me about your God and you say, hey, Brooke, you're doing it all wrong. My God disapproves of that. You know what I'm going to say? Kick rocks, buddy. Don't care about your God. I've got my God. You know, like your leverage of thinking I have to follow your rules because it's not pleasing to your God has zero anything over me. I don't care. So we have to switch this back. We have to reapproach this from a different angle and say, okay, the rules and the logistics, not logistics, but the legalities of Christianity and what we're called to as Christians will come after we decide to be a Christian. And you know why you choose to be a Christian is because you fall in love with your Savior. It's not because you want to get out of hell. Yeah, hey, nobody wants to go there. Spoiler alert. But also, it's not because you want to get out of hell. It's because you fall in love with Christ who is not just like a thought in your head. He's fully living alive. Like the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you guys, I used to think people were freaking weirdos for saying this. I'm going to be quite honest with you. Like, oh, Holy Spirit spoke to me. Holy Spirit, blah, blah, blah. And now look at me now. Look at me go. I'm telling you, he is alive and he's moving and he's active and he wants so badly for you to know him and fall in love with him. And you guys, you will be so freaking hooked. I can't even tell you. Like, look at me rambling like a crazy person. I should be in bed. Let's be honest. I should be in bed right now. But this is so heavily put on my heart that I have got to like word vomit it all over for whoever needs to hear it so that I can sleep. Let's be honest. So, whew. I think I was like racing the clock. I literally, you guys, it's the wildest thing. Like, I just feel like that was so heavily put on my heart. I finally got it out. I can take a breath. I hope what you're getting from this is, again, one little characteristic at a time. One little thing at a time. He is personable. What does it mean to be personable? He's not going to hold himself above you in a snooty, condemning way. He looks at you at your eye level and says, I love you. Yes, he's higher than you, duh. But he doesn't just like boast and brag and walk around arrogantly with pride and an ego like honestly we probably would, like any one of us humans would if we were the God of the universe. Hello. But he does not do that. He looks at you and he looks directly in your eyes and he gets eye level with you and he feels for you. He walks with you. He wants to know the things that you struggle with. He wants so desperately for you to lean on him when you're struggling, when you're tired, when you've just had a bad day. He wants you to confide in him, to tell him the hardest part of your day, the best part of your day. It's so much more relational than I ever could have even imagined. And that's what he's asking from you. So please don't look at him as someone who's unapproachable, someone who's hard to talk to, because yes, he's the king of the universe. Yes, he's our God, but he is so much more than that. He's your father too. He, in any way that any good father would want to love and support his kid, that's the way Jesus looks at you. And that's the way he wants you to approach him too. So I think we're going to stop there before I keep trying to sneak into other characteristics that are popping up in my mind right now. He is personable. He is compassionate. He feels for you. And he wants so desperately for you to lean on him and lean into the fact that he wants nothing more than just a relationship to love on you with. So I am so appreciative for whoever just sat through this almost 12, 13 minute long session of me just, like I said, what I feel like is just word vomiting all over the place. I hope so much that you got something out of it for whoever needed to hear that. I just hope and pray that you truly felt the Holy Spirit move within you. And yeah, I'm just so thankful for you guys spending the time to even try to listen to this. So I will let you guys go at that. And I'll be back again whenever I feel like I've got another, I don't know, a little nudge from the Holy Spirit. I'll be back then. All right. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.